Walking through the Westmoreland's recently opened East Wing, Chief Curator Barbara Jones describes a hodgepodge of both formal artworks and everyday objects, many of them more than 100 years old.
And he would make these bird trees and just individually carve the birds and then stack them up on these trees, and they're all hand-painted.
The works range from ornately illustrated birth certificates to traditional paintings to a trio of life-size tobacconist figures that once stood outside smoke shops to hawk cigars.
Cigar store Indian is what they really refer to them as, and this one clearly is. He's holding a sheath of cigars.
Jones says the tobacconist figures and other pieces in the exhibit are tangible reminders of a time when everyday objects, including furniture, home decor, and even board games, were not mass-produced.
You know, it represents to people a tradition that, you know, the handcrafted, the handmade, the artisan, which is we've gotten so far away from with everything so mechanically made and so many things, you know, made in other countries and imported, and quality's not as good always. So there is a real nostalgia for those days when things were all made like that.
Jones says she thinks one reason the Shared Legacy Folk Art exhibit has been so popular with museum goers is the ability to relate to the self-taught artist.
I think there is a personal connection, and I think it inspires people to think, oh, I could do that. You know, I could hand paint a chest. I could make something like this. I could carve a dog. I could make a bird.
Jones says she sees parallels between today's untrained artists and those of yesteryear, even among the exhibits of her own museum.
We have a show in the gallery downstairs, Robert Shaw Gallery, which is called Please Touch. And it is, all the pieces in there are made by self-taught artists, contemporary self-taught artists.
While some themes are shared between the two shows, Jones says new areas of focus have emerged among today's amateur artists.
I mean, if you look at the objects in the Please Touch gallery, there's portraits, there's animals, there's a lot of the same kind of things. But I think a lot of self-taught artists today are dealing with a lot of, you know, contemporary issues, like political issues, you know, things that are happening in the world.
Whether it's driven by nostalgia or curiosity or a yearning to return to the handmade, Jones says the public's response to the Shared Legacy exhibit has been overwhelmingly positive.
I don't think there's really anything negative you could say. You just sort of fall in love with all those objects up there.
Shared Legacy runs through October 13th in the Westmoreland's East Wing Gallery. I'm Noah Broad, 90.5 WESA News.